the communist ideal. At the base of Marx's philosophy is the absolute contradiction that passive, inert matter can give birth to reason and thought. Even the material can produce the immaterial. To this evolution of the material, Marx applies the Hegelian laws of logic and logical development, according to which contradictions present themselves inevitably and are reconciled in a higher synthesis. Thus, a purely material evolution is directed towards the highest conditions of life and of social justice, towards the triumph of reason. Now, it is the very height of absurdity that a purely material, a rational process, can lead to the triumph of reason. No wonder the attempt to build up a social system on that impossibility is giving birth in Russia to untold misery and savage repression of human longings. But given that basis, the Marxian superstructure is rigidly in line. Let us see its salient points in turn. The Marxian idea is that the mass of the material world produces or evolves men who are pure matter, but who in turn modify and change the matter of which future men are composed by changes in the methods of production. Therefore, all the matter of the world belongs to all the men equally and can belong to no one in particular. As there is no such thing as personality in our sense, owing to the possession of an immaterial rational soul, there can be no such thing as a right to own permanently any of the means of production. Men may have things which perish in the use of them, like the animals, but mere animal as he is, he has not the right to own land and productive goods in stable possession. He is simply brute matter evolving from the common earth and returning completely thereto. For Marxists, then, private property in the means of production is always exploitation. There are no natures of things, differentiating them specifically and intrinsically. Everything is matter evolving under the action of human labor, so that things are worth simply the amount of labor expended on them. And human labor, being the labor not of a person differing specifically from the animals, but of a mere individual belonging completely to the society, creates value for the society. Private ownership thus means the confiscation of the labor of others to one's own advantage. Communists, therefore, reject absolutely the teaching of Pope Leo XIII in Rerum Novarum. Writes that pontiff, quote, "It is the mind or reason which is the predominant element in us who are human creatures. It is this which renders a human being human and distinguishes him essentially and generically from the brute. And on this very account, that man alone among the animal creation is endowed with reason. It must be within his right to possess things, not merely for temporary and momentary use, as other living things do, but to have and to hold them in stable and permanent possession. When man turns the activity of his mind and the strength of his body towards procuring the fruits of nature, by such act, he makes his own that portion of nature's field which he cultivates, that portion on which he leaves, as it were, the impress of his individuality. And it cannot but be just that he should possess that portion as his very own, and have a right to hold it without anyone being justified in violating that right." End of quote. Again, for Marxists, there cannot logically be any organization such as we Catholics understand by the family. Men are purely material, like the animals. They have sexual intercourse, as natural instinct inclines them thereto. But the children born of these unions belong to the Marxian world state. There cannot, of course, be any question of a native land in the Catholic sense. Material man works and modifies by his labor the particular portion of matter assigned to him by the state God. But all our language about continuing the spiritual traditions of our ancestors is simply meaningless bourgeois cant. Man is purely material, and in due time, given the correct Marxian education, he will be exclusively concerned with matter and its modifications, as he should be. Finally, there is no such thing as God or the Blessed Trinity or the supernatural life of grace. The second person of the Blessed Trinity could not become man, for, as has just been said, there is no God and no Blessed Trinity. Our Lord Jesus Christ is just a mere clod of matter like the rest of us.